Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, really helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, I actually began my career as training telephone sales reps to communicate with impact on the telephone, and I was actually an expert in coaching virtual teams and coaching on virtual communications before we ever had that term. So in this mini podcast, I will draw from my vast reserves of tips, tools, and techniques to give you one big takeaway, one big tip, tool, or technique that you can use right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. So let's get started. Today's episode is How to Wrangle the Rambler. So, you know who I'm talking about. You've all seen and heard and experienced the rambler on a conference call, right? He or she is that person who, once they get the floor, they do not yield it easily. They talk and 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 they go on and on. Sometimes they're on topic, sometimes they're off topic. And somehow, as either the leader of the call or an attendee on the call, you're not able to rein the rambler in. The rambler has a life of his or her own. So the solution to dealing with a rambler or the rambler and the way to wrangle a rambler, I'm going to give you a couple of things you can try. So one thing is, if you have a game plan for your conference call that includes an agenda, then it becomes much easier to set the stage for the rambler to have a very hard time dominating the conversation, right? If you have an agenda with times, so that there's a clear sequence of events, so that each person on the call knows if they're going to be presenting, how long they have, a detailed agenda helps set the stage for an orderly meeting, one that you have control over. And it gives the rambler a little notice that he or she may not have a lot of time to get their ideas across. Now, the other thing is that if you have a game plan that includes, hey, some ground rules that really let each person on the call know how you will be interacting with each other on the call. This can be something that sets up a nice tight container for your rambler. For instance, you might say to the rambler, or you might say to everybody on that call, when you have the floor, you will have 90 seconds to share your ideas, and then it has to go to someone else. The virtual mic goes to someone else, right? So setting a time limit, have a ground rule that really governs how people on the call interact with each other, and you can set time limits on how long each person will have to share, illustrate or articulate their point, right? And if your technology supports it, you could even have a little chime or something that lets people know that their 90 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever you have set for them is up. Sort of like when you watch the award shows, like the Academy Awards and different award shows, and some wonderful person is giving a heartfelt speech and they're really, you know, going on and on and on and thanking everybody and they're crying and all this stuff is happening, and then the orchestra starts to play, right? It's that idea. You want something like that set up for your conference call. So here, my friends, is an action step I want you to implement right away on your very next conference call. I want you to implement a 90-second or a 2-minute rule, right? And what that means is that if you give someone the floor, let's say you're leading the call. If you give somebody the floor, they have 90 seconds or 2 minutes, not too much more than that, to articulate their point of view, raise an idea, or talk about something. They have 2 minutes or 90 seconds to do that. That is plenty of time for someone to get their ideas across and to generate either questions or discussion from the group that will keep the call going. And if you try implementing that 90-second rule, I think you will find that your rambler is a rambler no more. You will have effectively wrangled the rambler. Okay, so that's it. Give it a shot. Let me know how it goes. And if you'd like to know more about how to communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, feel free to take a look at the wonderful website that is CWI4VirtualTeams.com, stands for Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams.com. I'm Rasheryl McCreary. I'm the host of this podcast, and I am signing off. Talk to you next time.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.